Hello, I'm Christy Steptoe, your midlife maven, and welcome to the Making Your Midlife Marvelous podcast, the show where you can expect to learn, laugh, and maybe even have a good old cry as together we navigate the health and wellness changes and challenges midlife women experience, and where you'll also be inspired and motivated to live your best midlife as we address all things nourishment, movement, and wellness with a holistic approach, mind, body, and spirit, to help you make your midlife marvelous. In today's episode, I'm discussing the midlife mindset, how mindset is important to navigating this stage and phase of life for midlife women, how your mindset can impact your overall health and wellness during midlife, and I'll also provide various mindset tips and shifts you can make to positively impact your life and lifestyle during midlife and beyond. Now, if you listen all the way to the end of this episode, there will be an opportunity for you to be the first to access an awesome midlife mindset tool and resource that will be available in the very near future. So, let's get into the midlife mindset. Now, we've all heard the saying, mindset is everything. And to me, this is even more true during midlife. I have personally experienced the importance of a positive mindset and outlook during this midlife stage of my life, as over the past few years, like most midlife women, I began to experience the various changes and challenges of midlife. Those changes included everything from sleep disturbances, fatigue and lack of energy, to brain fog and mood swings. And I, like many other midlife women, found myself asking, is this it? Is this how life is going to be moving forward? Now, as time went on and I became a certified health coach, I knew there were things that I could do to naturally improve all of these changes I was experiencing, like adding certain foods to my diet, exercising and moving my body in new and different ways, and adding daily wellness practices and rituals that served my mind, body, and spirit. But I also realized that none of those things would work unless I took the first and most important step of getting my mind right. Well, it's been said that teachers and coaches are the worst students, like doctors are sometimes the worst patients, but I was determined that I was not going to settle or be content with living a life controlled by these changes that occur during midlife. And I was even more determined to fix my mindset so that I could be equipped mentally to tackle any midlife changes or challenges that came my way. So, what did I do? I started first by viewing my mind and my mindset as my internal navigation system or compass. And I came up with this question, this one question to ask myself every day. And that question is, how do I want to feel today? The answer to that question became my destination, and my mind and my mindset became the driving force and guide to get me there. Having this focus on how I wanted to feel and shifting my mindset to focus on something positive like how I wanted to feel took me out of a negative mindset. And it allowed me to begin focusing on something positive, something hopeful, and something fulfilling. being in this state of mind with a clear goal of feeling happy, healthy, and whole can truly lay the foundation for amazing and positive physical and mental changes during midlife and beyond. So, the moral to this part of the midlife mindset is in this quote that I love. And if you listened to my first episode of this podcast, you're already aware that I love quotes, affirmations, and mantras. And this quote is, "What you think, you become. What you feel, you attract. What you imagine, you create." So this quote really demonstrates how everything can truly be in the mindset. Now, we've all probably also heard the saying, "The mind is a powerful thing." And by the way, that's a saying my husband says to me when I start voicing self-limiting beliefs. And that's a story for another time. However, when we think about our mind and mindset as it relates to our overall health and wellness, we often think that our mindset only affects our mental health. And although it's true, a healthy mindset can help you find calm and peace, give you a clearer perspective on your goals and values, improve your concentration, and give you more compassion and courage to move beyond any fears or limiting beliefs you may have at this stage in life, it can also have very important physical health benefits. And some of those benefits include improving your heart health, enhancing your immune system, reducing anxiety and depression, and even increasing your lifespan. So, in essence, mindset is truly everything. And having a healthy mindset can directly affect many of the health and wellness concerns experienced by midlife women. So when your goal during midlife is to improve your overall health and wellness, mind, body, and spirit, it's important to remember that making healthy lifestyle choices for your mind, body, and spirit during midlife can be so much easier when there is a meaningful connection between the benefits for the mind and the benefits for the body. Having this connection between the mental and physical benefits of a healthy mindset allows you to better understand how positive mindset shifts can help you identify your midlife health and wellness goals, and how making these mindset shifts can help you to more clearly and more fearlessly achieve them. Whenever I find myself getting stuck or getting off track with my health and wellness goals, and even as a health coach, I get off track both mentally and physically, I always come back to the question of, how do I want to feel today? And when I focus on that, my mindset instantly shifts to focusing on positive steps I can take to feel the way I want to feel. And that focus truly shifts my mind to a more positive and in control state of thinking about midlife and this stage of life. Now, before we get into the mindset shifts you can make to positively impact your midlife and beyond, I want to share two other quotes with you that I believe appropriately represents the impact of a healthy mindset on your midlife health and wellness. And those quotes are, quote number one, "Creating a healthy mindset is an investment in your overall well-being." Quote number two, "Your life is as good as your mindset. So try to make your mindset good." Now try to remember these two quotes as you navigate midlife and you try to make mindset shifts to a more positive state so that you can feel in control of the changes and challenges that come during midlife. So, now we've talked about how important mindset is to navigating this stage and phase of life for midlife women. And we've discussed how your mindset can impact your overall health and wellness. And now as we close, I'm going to give you a few starter tips and shifts you can make to start seeing a difference in your life overall during midlife and beyond. We'll start with mindset shift number one. As you go through the changes and challenges of midlife, trust and believe that these changes and challenges can be managed and remain optimistic about your life and lifestyle during midlife and beyond. Remember, change and better things can always happen when your mind is open to the possibilities. Mindset shift number two, enjoy the ride while on the journey. Living in the present and being grateful for where you are while working towards where you want to be during midlife is the best and most important way to maintain a positive mindset while moving towards your goals. Mindset shift number three, focus on your strengths instead of your weaknesses. When going through the changes and challenges of midlife, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and to adopt a negative mindset. However, a key to successfully navigating midlife with a positive mindset is to focus on your strengths and use those strengths as your superpower to propel you forward with a positive mindset. Think, I am always a determined person, so I can do anything I set my mind to, instead of thinking, my brain is foggy and I can't think of what to do next. Keeping this positive mindset and focusing on your strengths is what will help you stay motivated and excited about changes and challenges to come, because you know you'll have the strength and the power to overcome them. Mindset shift number four, control what you can control. Focus on the things you can control and move past those that you can't. By focusing on the things you can control, you feel empowered and positive about your life during midlife. Make the lifestyle changes you can make and take pride in the changes you are making and the person you are becoming during this phase of your life, and leave all those things that you can't control behind. So, now I challenge you to try to start every day by first asking yourself the question, how do I want to feel today? And I don't know anyone who would say, I want to feel down, I want to feel negative, I want to feel bad. And once you answer that question positively, then focus your mind and mindset on the positive steps you can take to feel the way you want to feel, and use the mindset shifts I just shared in this episode to propel your day and your life forward with a positive mindset and attitude during midlife and beyond. Now for the midlife mindset tool and resource, be sure to click the link in the show notes below to join the email list so you can be one of the first to access the midlife mindset guide coming very soon. This guide will be full of tips, tools, and resources to help you navigate your midlife mindset positively and help you navigate midlife healthy, happy, and whole, mind, body, and spirit. I hope you've enjoyed the second episode of the Making Your Midlife Marvelous podcast. And in closing, I want to leave you with one final thought that I want you to remember as you navigate your midlife mindset. And it's this: everything happens on a mental level before it manifests on the physical level. This is why it's so important to get your mindset right. You have to believe in yourself no matter what the external challenges or circumstances are. Adopt a positive mindset to strengthen your vision, your hope, and your belief. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to tune in next week when we'll be discussing the midlife mindful eating and food freedom. and I'll be outlining tips for ditching diets, nourishing your body mindfully, and becoming the healthiest midlife version of yourself. Now, together, let's live our best midlife and make our midlife marvelous.